newsradio560.com.
Turn to us for the information you need now. News Radio 560 KPQ.
This is The Agenda from News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern affecting you are open for discussion. And now your host, Michael Knight.
Let the show begin. It's 12:15, beautiful sunny day outside. And I ask you, as we get settled here in our studio seats, consider this. Which event appeals to you the most? Hearing REO Speedwagon on the stage in Wenatchee at the Town Toyota Center? Or watching the new indoor football team, the Skyhawks, who play their games, you'll never guess where, at the Town Toyota Center? Now, if for some unexpected reason REO Speedwagon and the Skyhawks show up on the same night, what, I wonder, will transpire? Well, let's start with the kickoff, which is caught at the 2-yard line by guitarist keyboard player Neil Doty, who breaks to his left, crosses the 20 untouched, an aggressive Skyhawk special team, but he finds a seam. But now we can't find him. Doty is later discovered near the Gatorade bucket on the Skyhawk side of the field, and he's promised to rejoin the band after his CAT scan. Quarterback Dominic Hudby of the Skyhawks rolls out to his left, and from a vantage point right behind the drums, he sends a bullet into the flat where a clueless roadie wanders onto the field. Penalty. That's a, what is that penalty? Oh, equipment foul. That's going to cost him a hefty fine from the league. And they've already fined REO Speedwagon earlier in the season for being out of tune and playing Roll with the Changes for 14 minutes with a flat B string. That's nearly the length of a quarter. But REO Speedwagon has always succeeded in burning the clock in these close games. Now it's at the half. Skyhawk 77, REO Speedwagon 157, which is the title of the first hit. 157 Riverside Avenue. You remember that. It's an unusual football score, but more indoor football squads rely on rarely play a rock band on tour, at least especially on their home field. So they're showing the Skyhawks a different look tonight. The black light version of Riding the Storm Out seemed to act as a play-action pass maneuver, which exposed the weakness in the Skyhawks secondary. But in the second half, the Skyhawks score 81 unanswered points to nip the Champaign, Illinois Rockers with a safety with 2 minutes to play. Kevin Cronin caught behind the line of scrimmage and in the end zone by defensive lineman Colt Thompson. Cronin changing from a Telecaster to a Gibson SG while suffering a concussion and other what they call brain stuff that spelled victory for the Skyhawks. And then I woke up. Final score, Skyhawks 158, REO Speedwagon 157. It's a symbolic victory for the new team in town, the Wenatchee Skyhawks. What do I know? Well, that's the problem. I don't know anything. Thank God Jennifer Bouchon is here to get me out of this mess. Jennifer, welcome back.
I love that opening. That is just a great way to say really how busy and crazy we are at the Town Toyota Center. We have so many things jam-packed, not only this week, this month, in the last 3 days, we had 9,200 people in the arena. It was just, and this week is continuing on with opening of the Skyhawks on Thursday. We're thrilled to have them. Mariachi Festival all day Friday with a workshop for the students. An Anna Barbara concert at 7 o'clock on Friday night.
What's that one?
We have the Northwest Mariachi Festival. Mm-hmm. It's been going on for over 20 years, thanks to Ramon Rivera.
Oh, Anna Barbara's a singer.
And Anna Barbara is the singer. She's flying in, very world famous. And so at the Town Toyota Center, we do it right. World class. Events and high impact sporting events. So
what do you do with your calendar when you see the Wild? If they win, they go on. We need dates. Yeah. If they lose, they're done and we have to fill dates. What do you do?
So we have the Wild dates and we know they're going to win. So we think good thoughts and we have all those blocked out already. So yeah, we're thrilled to have the Wild on Saturday and Sunday this week as well. So go Wild.
I'm just guessing, but since ZZ Top came to town, we haven't had a rock band here, have we, or have we?
We haven't. You're right. So rock band-wise, we are thrilled to welcome, we have Weird Al first.
That's right.
Yeah, August 13th, playing with the Wenatchee Valley Symphony. So he's weird for a reason, and tickets are selling really well. I think we have 1,500 tickets already sold out the door.
I spoke with the conductor of the symphony, and he really liked working with Al.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. So if you want tickets for Weird Al this summer, August 13th, definitely log on and get tickets now. Also, and then right after that, thanks to Armada, we're presenting REO Speedwagon and the classic rock band Great White.
Well, they're opening for them, right?
They're opening for them. And so just, you know, some great songs, great rock. And I know people are really excited for that show as well.
I started off as a free-form underground FM DJ playing bands like REO Speedwagon. My program director, I could always tell when he was not at the board because he would put on Riding the Storm Out, which is a 14-minute version. And if I drove to work listening to that, I'd say, that guy's not even in the studio. He's in his office doing something, making calls. And he would play it like once a week. And I'm going, yeah, that Clint's back in his studio.
Well, you know what? The classics never go away. They're called classic rock for a reason. And I think we've grown up with them. Now our kids love them. Our teens are loving them. They're playing them in band classes. And so it's definitely something. REO Speedwagon, Great White, August 27th. But sooner than later, next week, we have a lot of sports, high-impact sports at the Township Center, which is awesome. But we're thrilled to welcome a Broadway show. Thanks again to People's Bank for presenting The Illusionist. It's live from Broadway. And I would say get your tickets before they disappear.
Now, this is about magicians, but give us an overview. How do they present themselves? Because there's five of them, right?
There's six of them, and they're touring, and we're thrilled to have them here in Wenatchee. They've performed last year in Seattle. It was a sold-out show. Same show you'd see on Broadway, paying Broadway ticket money. Here we're starting at $35 only. Prices go up to about $77, so great seats still available. Right now, we have six magicians and everywhere from looking for a sorceress to, this is interesting on his resume. He has, a knife thrower.
He is one?
He is a knife thrower.
And he needs a model. He needs a volunteer from the audience.
Or a free diver, or on his resume, an escape artist. You'll be seeing all these things. A lot of times you'll see Broadway shows, and those of you that have been to Broadway, it might just be a blank set.
Right.
You might just see the actors and taking center stage and star performers. I know we've seen lots of shows on Broadway. But this show is not like that. It is live from Broadway, The Illusionist. You will see a little bit of magic. You'll see sets. You'll see lighting. You'll see people... smoke, so a little bit of everything, and it's going to be a full stage production.
Have you seen the video of the show?
I have. Actually, we have it, and I think you have it too on your website. We have some YouTube videos going out, and all six magicians should be. It's a magic show. If you've seen a Vegas show, you're going to see that, but this is the live one. So,
what do Broadway tickets cost? Like $280
a seat? I saw Chicago on Broadway, and I think I paid $80 to $120 for Broadway seat tickets. I saw The Constitution by Heidi Schreck, which was fabulous. I think we paid $85 per ticket. So
at Stubbs? Did you get your tickets at Stubbs?
Oh, I
You have a discount place at Times Square?
Yeah, somewhere like that or online. But definitely, especially, too, if you're getting tickets, any of our tickets, please make sure that you're on the Town Trade Center website, because I know there are reseller sites that are perfectly legal out there. They will say they're reseller sites. Tickets will be up to three to four times as much. Most likely, most of our shows are under $100, any of the shows that we book. So, we are jam-packed. It seems like something every day. As you know, we're open from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. We have about 400,000 guests annually that come to the Town Trade Center. We generate an economic impact of about $7 million. So those are people that are coming here, eating, spending, staying the night. Maybe they're coming in from Moses Lake. Maybe they're coming in from Spokane, Yakima. Maybe they're coming in for a hockey tournament. Or maybe they're coming in next week to see The Illusionist on April 4th.
Do you have tickets available for all these shows?
All the shows. Skyhawks, I know, are opening on Thursday night, the 28th. The Mariachi Festival, I think we still have about 400 seats left for that. Looking forward to filling the house for the concert that night. The students, we have about 450 mariachi students for a workshop throughout the day. Thanks to Ramon Riviera for producing that event and working closely with us to put that on. So many Central Washington University is presenting it, and we have a lot of sponsors in and around the festival.
What do you do when you have to buy a football field so that the team that's going to be playing at your place has some place to play?
You know what? I'm going to let Keith, who you have up next, answer that. I'm watching it. I get to on
if I,
that.
If I had the money, I would not know where to go to buy a football field.
I get to be a spectator on that side of things, and I'm watching it go in, and it's amazing. So I just want to say, big fan, love football. I'm probably number one cheerleader for them. I hope that, I'm just watching that all go in, but I'll let him address, I'll let Keith address as far as the turf is concerned.
A lot of the bands that are considered part of the classic rock genre, I mean, tour every summer, sometimes tour every other year, and they want to go places that they haven't gone before. So the tours will be in similar sized markets, but different ones each year. When's the last time REO Speedwagon wanted to come to Wenatchee, and how did you find out about it?
You know, kudos to Mark Miller. He books all of our shows and events. We're always on the scout. We always want to know who's coming next. When are they touring? Oftentimes we'll want a band, for instance, but maybe they're only touring in the South, or maybe they're only touring in the New York area. So for bands and for different tours to be actually touring in the Northwest, number one, we are kind of out. And so we have to first say, okay, are they touring? How close are they touring to us? And then also we can't overlap with, say, some of our adjacent cities, whether it may be Tri-Cities or Yakima. So
you have to book so far in the future so you have lots of dates.
That's right. And then also, are we available? Oftentimes we've already been booked, whether it be another show, another event, another game. So we're looking at our openings too. There's artists and or bands that want to come, but we already have other events already pre-scheduled that are in contract.
So if all these shows, the Illusionists, REO Speedwagon, the football, and the mariachi festival, which one is the most popular at this time?
Oh, they're all popular. I mean, and
I knew you'd say that.
You know, really, and they really are. We have something for everyone.
I bet. And we would
love to see, you know, and our hockey and the games. I mean, everything. People will sometimes say people live there, and that is so true, because we want to thank the Wenatchee vicinity and people that are coming in and guests that are coming in, because oftentimes they will be in the building literally 3 or 4 days in a row for different events, and then they might be coming back because their kids are playing on the hockey team, or their kids are playing figure skating, and we have several families that will say they literally live there. This is what they do. This is their entertainment, and we're so grateful for the guests that are coming in and spending all their free time with us, because that's what we're here for.
When a rock band comes, you can think back to ZZ Top. Did they unpack this huge sound system and install it themselves, or did they use yours?
It depends upon whatever is in their contract agreement. Thank goodness we have a great operations director, Chris Berg, and his whole crew they work with. So oftentimes we are bringing in the same sets and sounds that they're bringing in from Seattle or from Yakima. We contract out with different lighting artists, and it depends. There's certain rock stars, and you know they always laugh about the green M&Ms, but really it's paying
that's the least of your problems.
Right, it's paying attention, and really some of them will want a certain kind of set and setup and catering, and so we really pay attention to those details as far as what as every artist need. And thankfully, at the Town Data Center, they're in awe of the facility. It's clean. It's new. It's proximity-wise. The staff, we always have great reviews on our staff as far as being friendly, over-accommodating, and really our guests are great. I mean, we live in a fabulous place. I know Kelly Clarkson said when she was here, "You guys live in frickin' paradise," and it is so true. We live in paradise, and sometimes we forget that.
The other day, we were just finishing up the home expo, and the Wild had to play that night. So it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Everybody out, everybody out. But there were a lot of people in there, and they all had booths. How did you do that?
You know what?
How in the world do you do that?
That's what we do. Mark would say, Miller,
you're
say
an illusionist.
We are an illusionist. This is what we do. We have a great staff. I mean, our operations crew, I mean, I can't speak highly enough about them. I mean, that is, we had everything dialed in to knowing that when we are loading these, loading folks out, we're loading other people in, and we want to make sure. Even Friday night, I left after the hockey game. It was 10 o'clock this last Friday. As I was walking out the door, the Jordan Circus trucks were loading in. I mean, it was literally like passing in the night, and they're loading in overnight. So
give us the dates one more time for these big nights that are coming up.
So big nights, I know Skyhawks are opening tomorrow night. You're going to talk about that a little bit more, on the 28th. And then the 29th, we have the Mariachi Festival Northwest, 7 o'clock. We have some great seats for that. Tickets are $25. Anna Barbara is our featured artist, Mariachi Wenatchee, and several other artists around that. Wild Art Saturday, Sunday. Following up with that, we have People's Bank Presents The Illusionist, the Broadway show. If you like magic, if you like Broadway, if you like theater, you're going to love this on April 4th. Followed up with a Rustock Rodeo the second week of May, our dog show, REO Speedwagon, as you mentioned. We have August 27th, and Weird Al, our tickets are flying out the door for Weird Al.
Well, I don't see anything on that list that interests anybody. Let's come back when you have more things to talk about, Jennifer. What do you say?
Right. Okay.
Jennifer Busong with the Town Toyota Center. Get some tickets. See a show, for crying out loud. Don't get off the couch, I insist.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ.
He doesn't have a car. He's maybe a workout ride. Real nice guy, real nice.
Get the right guy for the job. Call Jacobs Heating, Cooling, Refrigeration at 293-1441. That's 293-1441. Jacobs, honest and prompt service every time.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
12:33, this is News Radio 560 KPQ. The show is called The Agenda. I'm Michael Knight. Let's meet the news guys in town, members of the Skyhawks. Head coach Keith Evans, welcome to Coachland. Keith,
thank you.
My pleasure. Anthony Williams, defensive back coach.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Thanks for coming by, Anthony. And Jarvis Alston, who's the quarterback and wears number 11, the master number.
Yes, sir.
Good job.
Nobody better, baby.
Coach, where did you get your team? I mean, you guys had to move so quickly. The phone must have rung like 2 months ago and said, look, Keith, you want to coach your team?
No, it wasn't quite 2 months ago, but this actually began back in about September, roughly. And it has been nonstop since September. I do have quite a few contacts as far as former players and scouts that contact me being in this game. And also being a former player. So this is my sixth head coaching job. I played until 2001. So I have a lot of indoor
arena
football. Yes, sir.
What was your position?
I was a running back and a receiver. As you see, I look like an offensive guard now.
I don't know. The backs are coming pretty big these days.
I wasn't that type of back. I was a speed guy. I ran hard, but I played in college at 210 and graduated from high school 190. So I was a speed guy.
How did you find your players? I mean, you must have known people all over the country.
As I was saying, just former players that have played with me, in several cities, across the United States, as well as agents that I have worked with for years.
A lot of guys, there's a lot more players than there are teams of all sorts, right? So there are some guys with a lot of talent who just don't have a place to play.
This is very true. They're scattered all over the country. People really don't realize there's about actually 7 indoor arena football leagues. I mean, there's several. They're scattered all over the Midwest, the South. We're getting things going, as you can see here, back on the West Coast. But they're everywhere. There are several leagues.
How long do you think this league is going to last? Has it got stability that we want?
Yes, it does. I really do believe we've had the right motto here as far as starting this league on the West Coast with just Reno, ourselves, Tri-Cities, and Idaho, just keeping it regional.
What town in Idaho do they play in?
They play in Napa.
Okay.
Yeah, which kind of keeps the traveling cost down. The traveling is one of the biggest things in indoor and arena football.
I bet buying you real uniforms, everybody, is expensive, too, when you think you got to suit up a whole team from start.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we are a brand-new team. Brand-new helmets, brand-new shoulder pads, brand-new field, that type of stuff does add up quickly.
Quarterback.
Yes, sir.
How did you get this job? Where did you play before, in college or elsewhere?
Well, I actually didn't play college. I played down in Florida for the Central Florida Jags back home
indoor football team back home.
You from Florida?
Yes, sir.
I went to school in Miami. I'm a Hurricane, sir.
Oh, well, me and you won't get along.
What are you? What's your problem?
I'm a Seminole.
Oh, Seminole.
Yeah. Oh, all day, baby.
I'm just going to set that aside and pretend I didn't hear it. You're, and you're going to have to forget that I'm a Hurricane.
Yeah, we can let that go for a while.
When I went to school there, all my favorite players were on work release, so you probably have the advantage over me right now.
Yeah.
Well, nothing's changed in Miami except they don't win anymore. Well, let's talk about the putting together the guys that you wanted. Did you get most of the fellas that you asked for?
Yes. I'm pleased with the players we have. Really good athletes as well as character guys. Really professional. You know, I need young men that know how to carry themselves in the community and be a professional. And we do have those type of guys here.
Let's think about what it's like to start a new team. You've just put these guys together. They're just learning how to play together. How many plays do you have? How many can you introduce in a practice session?
Well, we have a good number of plays, but we definitely want to execute those plays. So it is a kind of shortened up playbook, especially indoor arena football. I mean, it's kind of, you know, how we used to go out and pick teams and go out in the street and play as when we were kids.
Yeah.
This game is somewhat similar to that. I kid you not. It's
so
just,
take a cut left at the driveway? Is that what
there
we're
you go.
About?
Yeah. Make a right at that Buick up
That's
there.
Right.
Yes, indeed.
Well, are there any rules in arena football that we're not familiar with if all we know is about, 100-yard fields?
Well, you know, obviously it's a 50-yard football field versus a 100-yard football field. We do play 8-on-8. Versus 11-on-11. There's no punting. So you're either going to go for it on fourth down or you're going to
get the ball back.
Are you going to kick a field goal?
A field goal try.
So, of course, as you know, there are kickers that can kick the ball 50 yards.
I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. And one of the big differences, too, is in our league, we have two men in motion. You can have two players in motion running towards the line of scrimmage, which is different than the outdoor game as well.
So if you have eight guys on a side, what are the positions?
You have your three offensive linemen. You have your quarterback. You have your running back, and you have your three receivers.
Dude, so it's a lot of scoring. A
lot of scoring. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's the whole idea is to put points on the
so
ball.
So Anthony is a defensive backs coach. You have to tell him to have no memory whatsoever. Just forget what happened.
Certainly.
And play defense.
And that's certainly it. But we pride ourselves in playing tough, stingy defense and not giving up any points. That's definitely our goal, and we played good last week, and we're going to play good this week in front of the home fans.
So, Jarvis, does the league protect you as a quarterback like they do in the NFL, or are you meat?
Most definitely.
It does.
Yes, sir.
They can't hit you.
Quarterback is just a quarterback. You know, they value the position a lot, so they do a pretty good job at protecting us.
Do you love this kind of football, 8-on-8?
I love it.
Because it's so fast?
Period.
I bet.
I just love the game, period. But it's a different game. It's a different style of game, and you most definitely have to prepare yourself for it because it's totally different. And the speed of the game is way, way faster. So it's different.
Can that be used as a weapon like basketball when the game gets fast? You either have to stay with it or you're left behind?
Yes, sir. You got to stay with it. You got to. That's the only way.
And you get a lot of momentum is something that we see in football change a game so quickly. I bet the momentum changes many times in your game.
Very quick. Like Coach explained, you're going to either kick a field goal or you're going to score.
Is it four downs?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How many times does you have to kick those long field goals before you realize you have to get another kicker? I don't mean to disparage your kicker. But that's such as if the field's 50 yards, that's a weapon you have to have.
Yes, it can be very crucial.
Yeah,
definitely. But you do have to, you know, we have to have patience with kickers.
Yeah,
as you know,
they freak out like I do when I'm around the Seminole.
You should.
Hey, by the way, you have a great basketball team this year. Extraordinary. They're going to play Gonzaga, and it's going to be a real whooping. Yeah. Somebody's going to have to really cry into their towel. I hate to see that, but that happens. It's going to be happening Thursday.
Yeah, it won't be the nose.
You might be right. I absolutely believe you could be right. I'm going to go for Gonzaga, but that's only because of my brackets.
Okay.
Has any of you guys ever been to Wenatchee before?
No, sir. This is my first time.
So you're from Central Florida, we hear, or yes, somewhere sir. In Florida.
Central Florida. You got it right.
How about you, Anthony?
Yeah, actually, I spent a lot of time here. I played for Sandy Cooprider in 1985 for the college when we were good in football before they there was attrition in the program.
Well, you are a local, so that's great. How about you, Coach?
I have been to Wenatchee several times. I played for the mighty Spokane Falls Community College that dominated the NWACC. No, Wenatchee was very good. My freshman year at the Falls, we were number 4 in the country, junior college, and Wenatchee was ranked in the top 10 in the early in the season as well that year back in 85. So
it was a good year.
Yeah, it was a good year.
I was 11-85. You didn't have to look to the ceiling. I know.
Yeah, this me and Coaches Williams here. You know, it's the year we graduated from high school. So yeah, I have been coming to Wenatchee since about 85. 85 was my first time actually here.
You must have a coach's eyes. I know you do, but I'm just saying you must. How long before you look at how long when you look at a player do you say this guy should play for me?
Man, I mean, really?
Well, with Jarvis, for instance, you picked him right away, right? You saw that he had talent.
Yeah, about 90 seconds. 90 seconds of some good film. I can see what I want to see.
Mm-hmm. Does everybody send film now?
Film don't lie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is true. Lie. I've never met him in person. I've never seen him play in person.
Wow.
As well. But as he says, film does not lie.
But you will be seeing him soon because you guys are about ready to debut.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'll see him tonight at practice, too.
So
when do you practice? In the evenings?
Yes, we do. Generally, like 5 to 7.
And your first game is?
Whole game is Thursday night.
Woo, day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow, Town Toyota Center.
You already got butterflies, you guys?
No.
No time for that.
Who are you playing? How come you're not worried?
Well, we do have the Reno Express coming in.
It's kind of a weak name, don't you think? The Express?
Yeah, I'm not going to quite go there, but I can't.
I'm just trying to break their spirit.
No, I know. I can't take no team lightly. So,
of course not.
So, you know, we have to come out and, you know, set the tone here at home with the fans, excite our fans, and get a big win Thursday night.
I asked Jennifer about this. I said, where do you go when you have to buy a football field? Because they didn't have one, right?
Right.
Where do you buy one?
Right. As I was saying, there are several indoor and arena football leagues. So, you know, people, we reach out and find out where's the field where a team doesn't exist anymore, a field that was being used. So the actual turf that we do have now, it actually did come from Alabama.
Wow.
So it was shipped out here. And it is a good turf field. It is a good – it's set up. We didn't have to paint the hashes or the numbers or anything like that. It's set up for arena football because that's what it was. It was an arena football field.
Jarvis, have you gone down hard on that field yet? Is it soft? Is it welcoming when you land on your back?
No, sir.
No, it's not?
No, sir.
It hurts?
Yeah, it stings a little bit, but it's all part of being a football player.
I hear that. I understand.
Shake it off and get back up and get to the next play.
There's a new football team in town. We're talking to the quarterback, the coach, and the defensive back coach. They're the Wenatchee Skyhawks, and we'll be back to finish our conversation right after this on News Radio 560 KPQ.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
News Radio 560 KPQ, it's 12:49. We're talking football here at News Radio 560 KPQ. I want to introduce you to Keith Evans. He's the head coach of the Skyhawks. Anthony Williams is the defensive back coach. And Jarvis Alston is the quarterback. And you will watch for him tomorrow or day after tomorrow night. He's number 11. And I was looking forward to that first touchdown because that just will release the cheers. And you know, it's kind of funny. You're a new team, so you have a new crowd. And they don't know who anybody is.
That's right.
So they're going to start falling in love with different players.
We're going to make them know.
That's it.
That's the key.
I like your attitude because that's exactly what happens. Everybody loves a winner.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Let's win the first one, Coach.
Yes, sir. We will.
If someone's just tuned in, what do they need to know about this new team? What's first that comes to your mind when you explain what you're doing?
Excitement. High energy excitement in the Town Toyota Center.
Lots of scoring.
Lots of scoring. Lots of wins here in the Town Toyota Center.
What would be a typical score for you guys?
A typical score?
40 points aside?
No, actually, I mean, the way I like to put up to see, you know, my team, like 67.
I like that.
43.
Good number,
you know, 67.
Hard to beat 67.
51 yeah. type of situation. But yeah, that's, you know, a typical score is, you know, 50s, 60s.
I know there's a lot of passing, but do you throw to your backs out of the backfield?
Yes, yes. We will run the ball. I do run the ball a little bit with my backs. We will pass the ball, but with this, we play IFL rules, which is the two backs in motion, and there's only one linebacker that is restricted. So, it's a lot more of a running game.
So the linebacker's restricted in terms of rushing the quarterback?
One linebacker is restricted. He has to line up in the gap. And he can blitz, but he does not have to blitz. So that is the only restriction. He has to line up in that box between those guards.
Jarvis, do you know your receivers well enough to know what they're thinking and doing?
Yes, sir.
I bet you do.
Got to know it.
And how many wide receivers are you working with on a practice schedule?
Typically five of them right now.
Talented bunch?
Yes, sir.
So 61 points maybe, or 67, the coach mentioned. I don't want to.
Sky's the limit right now. We ain't going to put no score out there. We just want to run it up.
Just beat them.
We just want to run it up, man. Just have fun. You know, saying get a city something good to be proud of. You know, we just want to put a good product out there, man.
I don't quote Al Davis all the time, but when I do, it's either one of two things. One says, just win, baby.
That's it.
And number two was, and you won't like this one. The quarterback must go down, and he must go down hard. Now, those rules. I'm not talking about you, Jarvis.
Good luck to whoever that is. Yeah. It ain't going to be easy. I can promise you that.
We have an exception to the rule, and that is he's not going down, and he's not going down hard. That's the fact.
Exactly.
Thank you, guys. Wish you a lot of luck. I'll come and see your first game and many, many, many thereafter. But come by and be our guest, okay?
Yeah, please. Thank you so much for having us. And everybody follow us on WVSkyhawks.com as well as liking us on Facebook.
And go by, you can get the tickets at the box office at Town Toyota.
Yes, at the box office. Yes, you can.
Get yourself a good seat right up front. Get the red seats. That way you can really see and hear and understand everything going on. Thanks a million, guys, and I wish you luck.
Thank you so very much for having us.
Go Skyhawks.
Yes, go Skyhawks.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.